I mean, yeah, the Rainbow Mat. He comes see them when he comes. Comes see us when he comes to them.
Oh really?
He comes to my house. He died in my house.
Wow.
He thought I was the best person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He finally woke up and didn't know what he was missing all the years not speaking to me.
Mm. Oh, so this went on for several years that he didn't speak?
Yeah. But he turned around. He was, I was the best person. His favorite son, he was jealous of being his daddy.
Mm-hmm.
So his daddy, I went with some sharp clothes. He worked at the Preston Club. Get all clean and pressed and get your. And if I was going out somewhere special, I'd be buying one of his sharp sport coats and all. He let me have it. His son didn't like that. Was nothing.
I see.
Mm-hmm. You'll come here for good. I don't care what happened. It'll work.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. Can you think of any other historical moments, key historical moments, or any specific things you think that we really should know about if we want to know about Roswell being an African American in Roswell, or just knowing something about Roswell that we should really know about?
I don't think so. All the rest of it's secrets.
See, he leads us on and then he...
I know. I want to know about this gun thing. Why were you carrying a gun anyway?
Well, I didn't know any better. Really, I didn't. I didn't know any better. I thought it was something. I never did shoot nobody, know what I mostly cared for. I didn't. And so one day I said, what am I carrying this gun for? How the Lord going to take care of me and me with a gun? If I got this gun, I'm going to try to take care of myself. You don't have to marry. I said, no. I got him locked up. I ain't seen my gun. I don't know who he is. I used to take it out and eat my water to steal. I got it now, but I don't even think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you said before, with the years with the gun and before that, you were kind of a terrible rascal.
I never did try to start anything with anybody. Mm-hmm. Carrying a gun, if you ain't careful, the things you... If you don't want to shoot nobody, you learn to take something because you don't want to go to prison. And I said, no, I'll just leave the gun at home. I don't care. And if I was somewhere traveling, have my gun in the car, and even wife it out. And I got to where I wouldn't do that anymore.
Now, if everything was supposed to be so great in Roswell, what made you think you even needed the gun?
Well, I didn't know what time somebody liable to jump on me.
But you said everybody was nice and pleasant in Roswell.
Sometimes, they liked it. Did I say everybody nice? No, I don't think I said that. I believe you skipped over something. Because I realized I had enemies in Roswell, and just about everybody had them. Regardless, how good you think you are, how good you think you still got enemies. And you don't know who's looking, wanted the chance to do something to you.
Mm-hmm.
So... It's a prayer of wartime peace.
Now, was this just within the neighborhood, or were you thinking about racial tensions?
No, I never did. I didn't think about racial though. No.
So this was just in the community.
Yeah,
thinking.
Yeah.
Black people weren't communicating then either, so you needed to.
Because we had to. I don't know, when a new guy came in town, and some guy said, well, he had two or three girls around, and like guys come in town, they don't like for it. You guys, girls, tell they get. One guy said, "Hey," said, "I tell you what, let's get it going." I said, "What?" I said, "I tell you what y'all do." I said, "Soon y'all decide to get it to go, call me." And I sure beside them. They didn't say nothing to that guy, cause I wasn't gonna let them punch that guy.